Hello and welcome to the 55th episode of the Pop Pop and Napcast. I'm your host, TJ Deitch, and this will probably be a quick one because things went kind of bonkers around here this past week. To cut right to the chase, we had our baby boy, even though he was about 7 to 8 weeks early. He and mom are doing very well. He's in the NICU right now because he's so early. And mom is doing fine. She's off her IV and she's just hanging out and getting better. I'm actually at home day of birth, technically. And I figured I would throw it on this podcast real quick and get what I could remember out. And then maybe a little later, Em and I can get into it in a little bit more detail if she's feeling up to it and if we have time. The quick story is that Friday, I started feeling really, like, tense about needing to clean up this place. We kind of let things go a little bit, and while we vacuum throughout, there are definitely places that need to be more clean. So, starting Friday afternoon, I started moving, like, a lot of our furniture around, vacuuming, cleaning up, picking up, trying to put things in piles and figure out where they were going to go. That moved into Saturday. But I hit kind of a roadblock because I found out that one of our benches for our dinner table, the bottom was falling out. They're actually kind of like pews with hinge tops so you can store stuff inside. And so that kind of put me at a break, and the house was a total mess. But we were just hanging out. Lucy didn't sleep that day. And then she fell asleep around 7, which meant she woke up at about 11:30. Since she wasn't tired and Em and I wanted to watch Saturday Night Live, she just stayed up with us until about 1 o'clock when we all went to bed. And then at about 6, Em woke up. She felt like she had to go to the bathroom and realized when she got up that there might have been some water breakage. So she called our midwives, and I was kind of awake, but not really. I didn't really know what was going on at this point. And our midwife said that she was coming over and that we should start making plans for Lucy. And so Em woke me up to kind of fill me in on all this information. And at first I was like, oh, okay, but we don't even have the birth kit. And she was like, oh, honey, he's not going to be born here. And I was like, oh, duh, of course, we're going to have to go to the hospital. And then I kind of thought, like, well, we're going to have a C-section because as far as I knew, if your water broke completely, you know, you only had a certain amount of time and you'd need to get the baby out, especially this young. So that's kind of the impression that I went to the hospital with. The midwife came here, checked everything out, said, all right, let's go to the hospital. We dropped Lucy off at our friends Amy and John's, who were very nice and took care of her on Sunday for most of the day. And then we went right to the hospital in Newburgh. So we're there, and she's having contractions, and they give her these shots to kind of slow down the contractions. And after the third one, they finally start working. They also gave her a shot that was supposed to beef up the baby's lungs. And this is like a two-part shot. You're supposed to have one, and then you can have another one in 24 hours. Because at this point, I guess, the baby's lungs are really starting to develop into the point where they can work on the outside instead of inside in the liquid environment that they're used to. So everything kind of slowed down, and we were just kind of hanging out for a few hours, and then things kicked up a little bit, and then they kind of went back down. And it seemed cool. It seemed like we were just kind of waited out. The plan was to kind of wait and see. We were going to see how things were going. In the morning, we called Em's parents and my parents. Em's parents are 4 hours away. They got in around like 5:30, and my parents wound up getting in closer to like midnight or 12:30. But, you know, we wanted to let them know. We didn't know if it was going to happen right away or if it was going to happen in a week. You know, they said the longer that he stays in, the better. But at a certain point, there's just not much you can do. You can, even if you gave them the shots that are supposed to slow down contractions, they might not work if it was just time. So contractions were slowed down. It's like 8 o'clock. We watch Once Upon a Time. Then we watched a couple other things. We actually watched one of Patton Oswalt's stand-up routines. It was on Comedy Central. Guys, I'm not going to edit this episode, so every crazy thing that I say that I usually cut out is going to be in, just FYI. So at that point, you know, I had actually just texted my parents. I was like, all right, we're actually going to go to bed because they were kind of calling every couple hours. We're going to go to bed and relax, and we'll drop you a line in the morning. Almost like 5 or 10 minutes later, Em starts feeling like some pretty intense contractions, and they're moving away from where they were for the preterm ones. And so, you know, they check her out. She's far more dilated than we expected. They call the doctor. We call the midwife. And things are kind of moving along. She's having contractions, and it's getting kind of crazy. I'm holding her hand. I'm doing the best I can. There's really not much you can do as a man in this situation, but just be there for the woman giving birth in whatever way they need. And I feel like I know her pretty well, so I hope that I was a good, you know, birth partner in helping her out. But, you know, I don't know. Sorry. So things are going along. When the doctor finally gets there, they get her all set up in the stirrups and everything, and basically everything stops. He stops having contractions. She stops having contractions. He seems to stop completely wanting to get out. So we're sitting there for like 10, 15 minutes just kind of waiting. And then it really started kicking in. And within 40 minutes, he was born. Basically, our midwife got there at 10 to midnight. And he wound up being born at 10:29. It was not nearly as intense of a labor as Lucy's was. Basically, with Lucy, M did, you know, a full labor, so 20 to 30 hours, whatever it is, in a 7-hour span, a 6-hour span, excuse me. So it was very intense, and afterwards she was pretty beaten up, and, you know, we really had to watch her and take care of her and all that kind of stuff. But this time around, it was a much quicker labor. He's obviously much smaller, and so it wasn't quite as bad. And she actually looks a million times better than she did that first time. We were all pretty worried about her that first time, but she wound up being fine, and everything was okay. And in this case, he was born, 12:29 on April 7th. He came out. You know, they put her on her chest for a little bit. We cut the umbilical cord. They took him out into the hallway and checked him all out and just made sure he was okay, put him in a blanket. We got to see him again, and then they took him up to the NICU, and that's where he is now. We went up later that night. After about an hour, we could see him, and we just kind of stood there. One of the doctors just kept talking at us, and honestly, I mean, it was so late, and I was so tired, and I didn't know what was going on, but they seemed to be taking really good care of him. We moved to a different room in the hospital, but it was just on the other side of the floor. And after we saw him, we came back down and did our best to go to sleep. But then we woke up today and we told our parents. We didn't tell them ahead of time because they couldn't come visit at the hospital. And like Lucy was with M's parents at the hotel. They were sleeping over there. I almost came home, but I kind of had a feeling that something was going to go on. I just didn't think leaving was a good idea. And since Lucy was going over to her grandparents' hotel room, it seemed like everything was taken care of. And I would just sleep there. And you know, if nothing happened, fine. If something happened, I would be there. Because even though it's close, it's still like a 20, 30-minute drive. And, you know, in this case, anything could have happened. So I stayed, relaxed, and did our best to relax. And then it just happened. And then after, you know, everything was done, We slept and wound up not being able to sleep very well because there's a very loud clock in our room, which I will make sure is not there tonight if she's still in the room. Basically, she's doing great. She's got the IV out and all that stuff. She's walking around, eating solid foods. She's doing awesome. And little dude is up in the NICU, and we've been able to go up and see him. And both sets of grandparents came in. I took Em's mom up, and she got to see him. And Zed's got kind of a cold, so he's staying away. Lucy can't go in because she's so young, and they just don't know if she's carrying anything. Because, you know, these kids are super sensitive to everything. And then my parents got there a little bit later, and I took both of them in individually. We actually have to go in with these bracelets that have a number on it, and the number matches him, to go see him. And I'm home right now. All the grandparents are out with Lucy getting lunch. And there were just some things that I needed to finish cleaning up here. I know it's crazy and I should be sleeping or whatever, but we had taken apart half the house to clean it, and then all this stuff happened. So I've got it back together. I've got things under control, and so I'm pretty happy about that. One thing I do want to say is that I thought St. Luke's Cornwall did a really awesome job with us. Sometimes you hear really bad stories about people who are going to go the natural, unmedicated route, who wind up at the hospital and they get treated really poorly. But I thought everybody that we encountered was awesome. It seemed like everybody did a really good job of accommodating our midwife who was there, Birdie. And, you know, I really have zero complaints, except for one of the nurses was a little annoying when we switched over to the other thing. It's like 2:30 in the morning. We've just had an insane day. We don't need to hear about a video called Don't Shake Your Baby, because we get the point. We have a baby. It has not been shaken. We're not going to watch this thing, and please don't tell us about it. But aside from all that, everything's been great. You know, it's great having the grandparents here. They've been able to keep Lucy busy. She's been able to come into the hospital. She hasn't seen little baby because he's so fragile at the moment. I keep calling him little baby because that's what we referred to him as for so long. We did finally decide on the name Jack Andrew Deitch, which is awesome. We kind of love the name Jack from the beginning, or at least I did. And then Andrew is the name of M's brother who passed away when they were younger. And so we think it's a really nice way of kind of honoring that and carrying it on. Plus, it's a really good, solid name. And Jack, he just seems kind of precocious and wanting to be out in the world. So Jack seems like a good, strong name that he can kind of fit into, or maybe already does. But it's been crazy because, you know, you just don't know what to expect when anything like this happens. We had some friends of mine from grade school who had problems with their birth. And so that was very much in my mind as we were doing everything. But, you know, I just tried to push that out for the moment and try and focus on him and Em, my wife, and try and make sure everything was as good as it could be for as much as I knew. And now we're just going to have to figure it out and make it work. They said he might be there for 3 to 4 weeks. He'll hopefully be off the breathing tube thing that they have in him in the next couple days, which means we can hold him, which will be great. Em's pumping at the hospital, and she'll pump at home because she'll probably be home by tomorrow to, you know, get him fed. And so she's going to be kind of going over there a lot, and I'll probably be staying here. We still haven't really figured everything out yet because we really don't even know when she's getting discharged. But, you know, like I said, we're just going to make it work. I'm going to figure out what to do as far as my things go. I told my bosses yesterday what was kind of going on and that I would be out for the foreseeable future. And, you know, Em's on maternity leave and all this stuff. So it was pretty scary, but he seems really good. All the doctors and nurses say he's doing well and he's really strong. He's bigger than we thought he was going to be. But when you really see him in person for the first time, he looks very tiny. And that's because he is. He's got a long way to go, but I think he'll be great getting there. And we're just going to do everything we can to make sure he comes out a big, strong little guy who can come home and start hanging out here in the house with us. So it'll be a few weeks. I'm not really sure how the podcast recording schedule will go as far as all that's concerned. But, you know, I figured you guys would understand. But I did want to throw this down as fast as I could while it's kind of fresh in my head. Em knows a lot more of the details, obviously, because she went through it more and because she has a better memory and because I kept falling asleep and then all the incredible crazy things would start happening. So for this week's episode of the Pop-Pop and Abcast, I'm going to sign off. You can head on over to the site to see all the links that I usually talk about right here. I'll probably be tweeting a few things. I haven't done anything about him yet. I was pretty oblique with what was going on Sunday because we didn't really know what was going on. With all that, I'm going to sign off. I'm TJ Deitch. I will keep you posted on what's going on, and have a good week.